You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with actress Skylar Fisk. Skylar stars in the new Lifetime original movie, Every Other Holiday, which tells the story of recently separated parents Tracy and Rick, who spend every other holiday with their young daughters. But this Christmas, the girls have only one thing on their wish list, to spend Christmas with Mom and Dad at Tracy's family farmhouse. The temporary reunion will be no walk in the park for Tracy and Rick, but perhaps this Christmas gathering can rekindle the lost romance between the two and make their daughter's greatest wish come true. In this one-on-one, we speak to Skylar about what makes a great Christmas movie, what it means to give someone a second chance, and the power of music. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
It's good. It's good. Thank you so much for... Now, okay. How do I pronounce your first name again? I need...
Skylar.
Skylar?
Like the sky above and then more. Yeah.
I love that. I love the spelling. It's a beautiful spelling then. I wanted to make sure I got it right. Okay.
Thank you. Well, I like to say it's the right way to spell it. It's Dutch, and it's... I always sound that people because S-C-H is go like school... U-Y is the I sound like by, you know, B-U-Y, by,
okay.
Skylar, yeah.
Well, my full name is Stephen with a P-H, so I understand, I understand
people
the...
call you Stefan.
Oh, yes, I got that all growing up. I am... Skylar, thanks so much for talking with me. I appreciate it. I saw Every Other Holiday. I can honestly say it was a charming film and my first Christmas film of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, that's so great. You got to see it.
What was it about the role of Tracy that attracted you to the film?
Last Christmas, I was watching a bunch of Christmas movies, as I do every year, because I'm a huge Christmas movie fan. Because they just make you feel good. And I was like, man, I really want to be in a Christmas movie next year. Like, next year when all the Christmas movies come out, I want to be in one. Because they feel so good, and I look forward to them. And I literally said that out loud, like, to the universe. And then it wasn't a few months later, I got a call, and this project came up. And I don't know, I really liked the role of Tracy because she, you know, she's really keeping it all together, but she has so much on her plate, but she loves her family in spite of themselves, and she's a great mom, and she's just doing the best she can, and I think that's really relatable. It's relatable to me, even though I'm not a mother yet, but I just, you know, my family is so important, but you know, every family has some crazy dynamics every now and then, and you have to, you know, just do your best to make everyone happy and yourself happy. And I think she's just, she's a good girl, a good woman, and I liked that about her.
You know, you mentioned about Christmas movies. I wanted to ask you about that. There's a lot of debate about what makes a Christmas movie. I'm not going to mention Die Hard, but I just did. But any Christmas movie, like people sort of, it's across the map. I was wondering what defines a Christmas movie to you?
To me, I think it's something that revolves around the holiday, you know, that time of year. And I think it's something that, God, that's such a good question. I don't know. I think it kind of runs the gamut. For me, it's like a feeling. When I think of a Christmas movie that I love, after I finish watching it, I feel like a renewed, I don't know, I just feel good, you know? It reminds me of this feeling of being together and, you know, loving your family and your friends and being grateful and, you know, the things that are really important, I guess. So that's for me. And one of my favorite ones, fairly newer, I guess it was in the last 6 or 7 years maybe, The Family Stone. Did you ever see that?
Oh, yeah, that was a great one.
I love that one. And I think for me, a good Christmas movie makes me choke up or tear up a little bit, like... you know, makes me laugh.
That's
gets
all
you
great.
In the spirit. There's Christmas music in the background, you know, makes yeah. you feel. There's Christmas lights.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. I've heard people say, well, if it takes place at Christmas, it's a Christmas movie. But no, there's something different. There's a feel to
it. It's like that feeling that yeah. you can't put your finger on. It's like that, you know. And I'm a huge, the holidays, you know, for me, I just think of my family coming together. I love it. I will listen to Christmas music in the summertime just because it reminds me of that time of year where everyone's together and there's a fire going and you're, you know, so, yeah. And then so I made a Christmas record a few years ago. That's what I love, is it just comes back around. It's relevant every year. Again.
That's right. There is something sort of nostalgic about the holidays, that you, like you said, the album it feels relevant every year. But one of the things in this particular film, when you think about nostalgia, I think about going home and, you know, going stepping back into your old life. And in this particular film, it seems like one of Tracy's great struggles is being real at home. You know, this sort of tension between wanting to put up a false front for the family, but also sort of being who she is. Why do you think it's such a struggle for her, or just in general, if families get together at the holidays like that?
Well, I think it's for Tracy and for me, everybody, or most people, I'll say, is, you know, when you go back home again and you're an adult, it's like, it's different, but it's, you fall into those same rules. So I think for Tracy, you know, she's a grown up. She's gone through so much. She's a mother, but she goes home and her mom specifically still wants to mother her and be in control and just do things for her and fix everything. And, you know, Tracy is like so capable of doing it on her own, but at the same time, she sort of reverts back to being that, you know, kid again, being at home with her mom. And it's like this, I don't want to say power struggle, but just an interesting dynamic. And I think it's like that mixture of like wanting to be respectful, but also being frustrated. And I think, you know, she does love her mother, but she drives her crazy because she's like, Mom, I've gone through all of these things, you know, and why can't you just treat me like I'm an adult? So, and you know, it's a natural instinct for her mom. I mean, I find that in my own life. I find that in a lot of my friends' lives when they go home for Christmas. You just fall into those dynamics that you're used to from, you know, when you used to live at home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. You know, one of the things that I really noticed in the film, and I think what really gives it its charm, is you have some wonderful chemistry with Rick. I think that's David Clayton Rogers. The two of you just have a wonderful rapport. And so I was wondering, like, did you guys prepare for the film together? Did you know each other previously, or did you meet for the first time there?
Well, it's funny. Yeah, we actually worked together many, many, many moons ago on a short film. My early 20s, I think. I mean, it was a long time ago. And we played a couple back then. And so we got to know, and we were like on location in, I think it was Toronto, and we were living in a house, in the same house. So we got to know each other pretty well back then, but we had not seen each other or I had not heard from him, or I didn't see him on Facebook or anything like that for maybe 15 years or something. So when I heard he was cast, I was like, oh my gosh, I love him. He's wonderful. He's a great actor. He's a great guy. And so it was really cool, even though all that time had gone by when I saw him in Nashville for the shoot, it was just like no time had passed. We had this deep history to like draw from. We felt really comfortable with each other, and it was so nice. It was just like easy.
Yeah, I got that sense. I got that sense. The two of you just were really comfortable with each other, and it didn't feel forced.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciated that. I did.
Thank you.
And out of that, you know, out of that chemistry, I mean, there's this idea of of giving him a second chance in the relationship. You know, when the film opens, they're divorced, and this tension is already there, but there's clearly an interest in starting over. I was wondering, what do you think it means to give someone a second chance? What did it take for Tracy?
I think she just needed to be open to it, and I think a big part of the wedge in between them was lack of support from her parents. And I think, you know, it's tough when you're an adult and you have an adult relationship and you're trying to deal with things that, and, you know, her parents didn't know all the details of everything. They didn't know. Sometimes you just tell people all the bad stuff, you know, when you're venting about somebody. And so when Tracy's mom was hearing all these negative things, she was like, well, I don't want you to be with him, you know? And so I think that had a lot to do with it. And I think that once Tracy's mom realized the depth of their connection and that he is a good guy and started to give him a chance, I think that's when she started to sort of understand their relationship in the first place.
You mentioned Tennessee. Is that where you shot the film? It is a beautiful location.
Yeah. Wasn't it? Yeah, we shot it just outside of Nashville, and it was so much fun. We shot it in 3 weeks, so it was a really quick shoot. So we were, you know, I thought we were going to feel a lot more rushed because there was a lot to do, but honestly, nothing ever felt rushed. It was a really chill, really nice environment. Blair Hayes, our director, was, you know, so good about just pacing things, and he never made us feel rushed. He was very calm, and just everyone was really happy to be there, and it made the process really enjoyable.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody was enjoying themselves and having and at ease with each other. I mean, even Dee Wallace, Glenn Morshower, like the whole cast just seemed to be just enjoying themselves. It was very sweet.
We all really bonded. I mean, you know, you're all staying in this little hotel in this little town, and you're working crazy hours almost every day. So we really got to feel like a family by the end of it. And Dee and Glenn, I admire them so much. They're such wonderful actors, but they were very inclusive. You know, they just were wonderful. We still text all the time. I love them.
You know, just getting ready to wrap up, Skylar, one of the things I saw in the film was music is a really key aspect of the film as well. And I think Rick even mentions that music gives the children a piece of their dad.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've not only recorded a Christmas album, you've got quite a history being involved as a musician. I was wondering, what is it about music that makes it such an effective way to sort of bare our soul to one another and communicate our heart?
Yeah, that's such a good question. It is one of those mediums where you can really sort of, bare it all and really express yourself in a way that has a lot more depth sometimes than just words being spoken. And I don't know. I think music can really kind of reach the core of not just what you're saying, but the emotion and the feeling behind it. I mean, you know, music is one of those things that just stirs up emotion like nothing else. And I know as a writer, I mean, so many times when I have an overflow of emotion or a lot of feelings about something that I feel like I can't properly express just in words to someone, I always write a song about it. It's like my outlet, you know?
Yeah.
And it's been very effective, I will say. I'll like just write a song for someone, record it real quick and send it an email, and then they got my message. It's nice. But it is also something that you can hold on to. I mean, I think for the song that Rick writes for his children, it's a special gift because it's expressing a love and a feeling and memories that they can listen to over and over for the rest of their lives, you know? So it's a lasting piece of art.
I hear what you're saying, and music certainly, it communicates something that seems like simple words can't quite do.
Yeah, it's been very cathartic for me. I actually have been working on, for a really long time now, my third full-length record, which will be out in early 2019.
Okay.
And I've been writing it for so many years, but there's been so many different things that have happened, and it's like this, I actually have like a, you know, three records worth of stuff, but I'm narrowing it down. But but it's been a very kind of soul-bearing experience for me on this particular record, which has been good, but difficult.
That would be tough to bear your soul that way for other people to hear.
Right. It's like it's very, I don't know if revealing is the word, but it feels like you're sort of like cutting yourself open and like letting everyone see inside. I think that's why it took me so long to be ready to actually record these songs, because I wasn't ready to share yet all that stuff. So
that sounds like it's going to be a great record. And that comes out in early 2019, you're saying, or is that your target?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my target.
Yeah. And the film airs on Lifetime on the 23rd, I think. Is that at 10 p.m.?
That's right. Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving, 10, 9 central.
That's perfect timing. See, I'm Canadian, so we already had Thanksgiving. I forget about that.
I was going to ask you, where in Canada?
Where in Canada
are you?
I'm in Toronto, actually. You mentioned that you worked up here. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I love Canadians.
Have you been up here much?
Well, I did that short film in Toronto. I've done some stuff in Vancouver, which I'm really, really big fan of Vancouver. I did a lot some music stuff up there.
Okay.
And then I did a movie many moons ago in Alberta, in Edmonton and Calgary.
Wow, okay, yeah.
Which was really great, too. And we went up to Banff and...
It's beautiful up there. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I like Canada a lot.
Skylar, thanks so much for chatting with me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.